Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Lois Geller is here, too. Lois is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. She is the founder and the president of Geller Marketing. She is the author of Direct Marketing, which is the Bible on that topic. She's the author of Customers for Keeps, which, as far as I'm concerned, is the Bible on keeping customers. And she's forgotten more than most of us will know about whatever kind of marketing you might want to do, including the new social media marketing. And more importantly, though, she's our good friend, Lois Geller. Welcome back to the show.
It's nice to be here, Jim.
Good to have you back, Lois. You know, Lois, you're a lot younger than me, but I think you probably remember a time like I do when the family was pretty... had a great relationship with store owners, with businesses out there, right? The butcher and the baker and the candlestick maker, that kind of thing, in small town America, small town wherever they are, wherever you are, and they were, it was all part of the social fabric, wasn't it?
It was part of the community.
Yeah, and things have changed over the years, haven't they? Not always for the better. What do you think?
Well, they've changed. I don't know whether it's better or worse, really, but they're definitely different. And now we deal with companies all over the world every day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can buy earrings on eBay. I got
That's
earrings
where I get
the other
my
day.
Earrings. Yeah.
Yeah, I bought earrings the other day, and they came from Austria. And when I saw the package, I thought, I can't believe I paid shipping and handling from Austria. But I did. You know, mm-hmm. I didn't realize it when I bought it.
Mm-hmm.
Bought them, but I did. And so we buy our products everywhere. And so that whole idea of the neighborhood stores and being limited to those just doesn't happen anymore.
I remember mm-hmm. being a young person, a very young person, and you know Sears Roebuck was a big deal in town, right?
In
those days. And I remember hearing someone say, "Other than groceries, we buy everything else at Sears."
Isn't that
their world was so simple? They bought groceries at the supermarket, and their tires and their shoes and their clothes and their and you know whatever if Sears didn't have it they didn't get it, you know. and that was then. This is now, isn't it?
That's very true, but it's very funny that you mention that because I was at a party the other day and someone was waiting tables and she said, "I buy everything at Walmart."
Mm-hmm.
I buy my groceries there, clothes there.
Now Walmart, you get everything, right? Yeah.
Walmartization of America is a bit like Sears was then.
Mm-hmm. But so the thing is, though, is when you walked into Sears store, and I worked there for a number of years after in college and after college, but you walk in that door, and in gold lettering over the in the transom, it says, "Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back."
Oh,
and they lived that.
They did.
Have we lost some of that today, Lois?
Well, we've lost so much of that the keeping a customer has changed entirely because we don't have a guarantee like that. There's no guarantee because people don't trust the stores and the companies don't trust the customers. So because of that bond... it's very hard to give an unconditional guarantee
mm-hmm.
to people. I recently got a gift from Tiffany's, and I brought it back because when I was in New York, and something one of the links had broken, they said they have to charge me. Now Tiffany's always guaranteed everything,
right,
for the lifetime of the jewelry that you bought mm-hmm. there, and. They said, "No, it's going to be $28 to fix the link." And I thought, wow, there goes that whole brand as far as I'm concerned.
That whole relationship, all these years. I guess one of the lessons there is it can take a generation to build up trust, but only one event can tear it down.
Exactly. That's so true, really.
Well, isn't this a time? But here's the thing. Let me ask you this question, Lois. Don't you think that people still want what you and I used to take for granted?
Yes, I do.
So doesn't that mean that this is an opportunity for small business owners to really shine? Because we can do stuff like that.
I think that makes us truly unique and better positioned, really, to do that.
Mm-hmm.
I started with a new dry cleaner this last week. A friend of mine had recommended them, and I've been with the same one for a long time. But I wasn't that pleased, so I tried them. And the lady, when I went in, Georgette said to me, "And by the way, if anything is ever wrong at any time, just bring it back and we'll make it right for you."
Mm-hmm.
I loved her.
Yeah, no kidding. And,
really?
And one day you'll give her a chance. Something will happen that'll give her an opportunity to prove that, and then it'll be a character test. Does she do it or does she not do it? You know, I keep coming back to the prophecy of John Nesbitt. 30 years ago, more than 30 years ago, he prophesied that even though we're going to increase our high tech, the more high tech we have, the more high touch we will want. And part of high touch is a lot of what you wrote about in an article recently. The doing business with people, doing business face-to-face, trusting them. Those are things that human beings still want, even with gadgets hanging off of them.
I think they want it more than they've ever wanted it before.
Yeah.
Because they're so lacking in human contact that anybody that does anything for them resonates with them. And the whole idea of liking the company you're dealing with is so alien to a lot of people today, because they don't even think about liking a company. They just buy things. Everything is a commodity. Let's buy this. Let's buy this car. And really, when it comes right down to it, though, they'll ask their neighbor, you know, what dealership did you buy your Lexus from?
Mm-hmm.
You know, are you happy with that dealership? So it's still that human relationship is still the most important thing.
Mm-hmm.
And the referral and the testimonial and that whole process is really important. When I go traveling, I always ask the people that have been on the touring company what they thought of the trip.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Lois, give us the website, please.
LoisGellerMarketingGroup.com.
And they can find your books there, too, can't they?
Yes, and also on Forbes.
Yes. Oh, that's right. Your articles are on Forbes. So, Lois, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, you've become a real expert in social media and helping people leverage their businesses on social media. I'm going to help us reconcile that with what we were just talking about this trust, this face-to-face stuff. We'll do that with Lois Geller after these messages, 20 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.